Blog Talk Radio.
Rock Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. Your good friend Steve the Baxman Baxley here. Good evening. How are you? Ready for another edition of Intense Comedy? Good. I'm just ready to do this show. Anyway, a few little updates for you. My mom, I took to the emergency room. She had a little problem breathing. It was like she described it, a cement block on her chest. They gave her some breathing, breathing treatments. Did a little CAT scan. Did a couple more x-rays. And she's okay. She's got, however, an appointment with the cardiologist, Dr. Patel. The only time Dr. Patel had was 8 o'clock on Monday morning. So we had to take that, no choice. Boy, she's got a doctor's appointment on Monday and another one on Monday morning and one Monday midday. I hope this is worth it. Because I get scared when I put my mom in the emergency room. They wanted to keep her for observation, but my mom thought better of it. So she came home, and it was nice. So thank you everybody for your love and prayers, and my mom thanks you, and I thank you. And doing that, let's get on with this little thing we call a show that we love to do so much. Be a little humor. So here we go. Let's hear it. And Mr. Pangborn, do your duty. I said duty.
Live from the Tom O'Neill Studios in Jackson, the Tom O'Neill Bureau in downtown Jackson, and somewhere east of Eden, this is the Last Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio with the shy Steve the Baxman Baxley, the outlandish Ray the Brain Man, and the out of this world Matt, the Wizard, Nichols. I'm Franklin Pangborn, and Morgul as the friendly drill.
Very interesting.
Yes, and tonight's show will be that. Right now, let's go to the cafe where it's standing room only. The Tigers are still playing. And everybody's got the Weird Al issue of Mad Magazine. Steve, Matt, Brain, all yours.
Welcome, welcome one and all to the Corsican Ball. That's right, it's another Friday night of comedic indifference to America. That's right, time we bring you sunshine on a cloudy day where it's warm outside and the cats love to play.
Meow.
I am your host, Steve the Baxman Baxley. This is the show of shows. This is the Last Call Cafe and Blog Talk Radio, the only show that likes to enter your mind and play with it like a cat plays with yarn, except we don't wind up with it turning your mind into a hairball. What we will do tonight is bring you comedy, little music, little nosh, you know, a little good time. And I am not alone in this. As always, I'd like to introduce the equal partners in this little good time play. Of course, the first one, I do like this. He is the manager of champions, still undefeated, intergender wrestling champion of the world, still the host of the best reason to watch anime. That's right. Jay the Brain Man presents Wrestle Anime Hut, starring Jay the Brain Man and some guy named Steve the Baxman Baxley. And he's still Betty White's favorite chew toy. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only. And man who needs an introduction, but we still have, but we're contractually determined to bring him an introduction. He's the man that put the word gamer on everybody's lips, and most of everyone wants to, meet him in a dark alley. Ladies and gentlemen, he is to gaming what me and JR, what me and JR to pro wrestling. One hell of a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the man, the myth, the legend. He is the wizard, Matthew Nichols.
Yeah.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. We do have some sad news, a couple of sad things to bring you here tonight. They're both not sad because they bring us good memories. They leave us with good memories. For those of you who have wondered if the rumors and the reports are true, I hate to tell you this, folks, but they are indeed true. After 67 years of publication, DC Comics has decided in their own little bizarro, unique way, well, no, not DC Comics mainly, but Warner Media, who owns DC Comics, have decided that it is time to shut down the most funniest magazine in the free world. And yes, it was still cheap. Mad Magazine, after 67 years, will be published no more, and made a little poem, and I'd like to read it for you, not in full, but in highlighted form. You were a special friend. It was a relationship that was paradise every month. You made me laugh so hard I cried tears of joy. You made life beautiful, especially when that janitor made it a too funny world. But I guess it wasn't all cracked up to be, and the janitor went bye-bye, and you stood alone in victory. No wonder you said, "What me worry." Well, my friend, all good things truly must come to an end. And after 67 years, we sadly say goodbye. But we will have a load of memories, from parodies to Dave Berg and Don Martin's Wild World, and, of course, the continuing battle of spy versus spy. 67 years. Alfred, thank you for all the good times. That is my little tribute to Mad Magazine. If you want to see the full poem, we got it on my Facebook page, and I'll put it on the Last Call Cafe fan page. But that is a little sad. I mean, I don't know if you guys, Brain and the Wizard, I don't know if you guys ever, well, I don't know if you guys ever read Mad Magazine, but it was one of the best parody magazines published. I mean, it dared to be different, and for 67 years, it was pretty damn good.
My only experience with Mad Magazine is the Cartoon Network show they have.
In fact, I think we're going to play a little bit, if we can find some clips, we'll play a little bit of their action. But I think also, they did a little, that was their second stint of television. Their first stint on TV was on Fox, a little show called Mad TV, and it is that to which we like to give you the best theme music in the free world. Let's hit a little bit of Mad TV from the Fox show of the same name. Okay, that was the TV version right there from Fox. Let's give a little sample of what Matt just talked about. A little bit of Mad Victor Rios. Enjoy this little bit from Cartoon Network's Mad.
Aubrey, you will not believe what today is.
Is it the day when everyone in the performing arts school desperately tries to become a star? Every day?
No. Well, yes. But also, today is the day of the yodeling mime competition. Winner will get a contract with the National Yodeling Mime Company.
Well, that contract is as good as mine.
I wouldn't be so sure, Tori. Did you meet that new kid, the exchange student from Iberia?
Bit of Mad from the Cartoon Network. So, there you go, folks. Great people, great magazine. We're seriously going to miss them. And that, but we got one more thing. Bon General.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll make this brief because we've got a lot of things to do here. I decided this belt is going to be personal. Buzz, I hope it's agreed. Warner Media. In this day and age, we need Mad Magazine. And so, Warner Media, DC Comics, you may have the... Well, no, that's Marvel. You may be Superman, but to us, get ready for a little belch. Ready? Fire! That was so belchy. You could hardly hear what was going on. That was a stealth belch. Remember where you heard it first. Till next week, I am the general. No, I can't give you a thing on a great car, but we can sure belch you up one. Dismissed.
Okay, thank you very much, Mon General. Let's see, do we have any... Oh, yeah, we do. We got Gamers News. We have, any good news for the gamer folks in the world?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okie dokers. Okay. So,
Did you clear up that video I sent to a couple weeks ago in Messenger?
Let me see here. I do believe I did get you a video. Yes, we do have a video here. Oh, we gotta do this. Let's give a listen to this bit of comedy bon moderie. We'll give you a little taste. We'll play the entire thing. Next week. Let's give you a little taste of Goku and Anne Frank till the end of time. An animated adaptation. Let's go to it.
I'm sure you start at the 7:46 mark because that's when the battle starts.
Okay, we'll fast up to 7:46. And here we go. Give you a little taste of Goku and Anne Frank. Right here on ye old little radio show.
Ha ha ha! sure what was going on. At first, it seemed like her lover would win the battle. But no, she was not so sure. Goku now seemed scared of his opponent, and it was for good reason.
Goku, can't you see? I've reached the power level 10 times anything you've ever achieved! Your fate is sealed, Beakling!
Okay, that was pretty good. Bizarre, but pretty good.
Jane, your thoughts?
Brain, what'd you think? I think Brain was stunned.
Come to think of it, he didn't even do the belt either.
Anyway, that was pretty good. Thank the folks who created that. You guys created a winner.
It does an adaptation to a very crappy, slightly offensive fanfic. One of the weirdest crossovers.
Pardon?
One of the weirdest crossovers you ever find.
Ah. And that was pretty darn good. Let's see, we got 11:54 before we hit the little machination that we love to call the Afterglow. I want to remind you, if you want to be a part of this program, and we hope you do want to be a part of this show. Give us a buzz on the hotline, 616-668-8531. That's 1-646-668-8531. 616-668-8531. And when prompted by the British chart, hit the one and you'll be on our lines. You'll be on live radio, internet land. So, give us a buzz. We'll put you on the air and you can go crazy, Lenny. All right. As we gotta do this, for those of you interested in knowing, or for those of you who remember the old Laugh-In series, remember Artie Johnson, one of our best comic talent, great actor. Artie Johnson passed away this week. Thought we would give you a little soupçon as to what made Artie one of the best. And, well, enjoy what we got here. Yes, friends, from Heinrich the Joyman to Tyrone F. Horney, Artie Johnson, done good. We're all going to miss him. He truly was one great talent. We got the Afterglow coming up. Jerry Seinfeld, it's 30 years for the show Seinfeld. How else do you celebrate? With a little bit of Festivus. Stick around. The Afterglow, coming up next, right here on Last Call Cafe, on the L2C Media Network, and Blog Talk Radio. In fact, we're on it right now, so for those of you listening to us live, we say bye-bye. The rest of the show is on tape, and we'll be added to pad out 45 minutes.
Now it's time for the Afterglow, where anything can happen, and it usually does. Let's go back. Steve, Jay, and Matt. Gentlemen?
Okay, thank you very much, Franklin Pangmore, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, you will. Got some news and everything else to do. Bring our listeners tomorrow, 6:30.
Okay, and while we have this chance, why don't we do a little Seinfeld? And we give you a little taste of a little bit of Festivus. Enjoy the Festivus dinner.
hiding them.
And that's how Festivus got started. God bless us, everyone. That's Festivus, a Seinfeld clip. Happy anniversary to Seinfeld. 30 years since that series has been on the tube. What'd you all think of that? 30 years. Wow. For a show that says that literally... was a show about nothing. It truly was something at the end when you think about it.
Yeah. Steve, I was wondering, what was UChat TV about? Because I saw a video on your channel called Please to Bring Back PMTV. And you said, I'm hosting my own live interactive internet chat show on Ustream.tv. It was called UChatTV, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
Well, I had wanted, well, this was during the time when our friends from Norway developed a little interactive show. It was called Text Me TV. They needed a station to, I guess, be the guinea pig, and Channel 53 at the time, their own station, decided to go with it. And for a year and a half, it was one of the best shows on local television. Even going so far as to beat Letterman, and for a time, the Late Late Show. And they canceled it in November without actually telling anyone. And I sort of said, you know, why don't you try a little of your own version of Text Me TV called UChat TV. So, I did a little bit of it. This was the precursor for Last Call Cafe, and suffice to say, it wasn't exactly a good idea at the time. But if you didn't try, I always believe if you don't try what you feel that could be popular. Would be a hit. If you don't try it, you never know. So I tried it, and do I regret doing UChat TV? No, I do not. Because if I didn't do, if I didn't try, I wouldn't have had a chance to revisit Last Call Cafe, and here we are today. So, That was UChat TV. Just my little chance to see if I can do something, and well, did a little fail, but for all failures, there are some successes, and I gave it a try, and well, just sort of fizzled. There was a One chance, the gentleman that produced Text Me TV is going to see if he can't put Text Me TV back on, but for the internet. I don't know if they ever did, but personally, I wish they were back because, oh boy, do we need a show like that. I mean, they had the starting of a network of affiliates, mainly CW stations, and they came very close to getting on Detroit's Channel 50, which would have put them on the CW network instead of infomercials. But as they say, well, actually what sort of killed the show was one of the partners took the money and ran, literally. And, well, I did my best. I wasn't good enough. But at least, like I said, I revisited it, and it turned into Last Call Cafe, and I'm just happy it is where we are right now, 15 years, and about the fourth... The fourth platform. I mean, I started on Ustream, went to Livestream, went to Justin.tv, and been here with Block Talk Radio. It's been fun. There you go. Little history for you, folks.
Oh, that was interesting.
Hmm?
Your bad. That was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Your bad. I didn't see it at the time.
Do we happen to have a little audio? Next week, we'll play some audio clips from, Text Me TV, let you sort of hear what was a real late night hit for a local TV station. They put Lansing literally on the map. So next week we'll play some clips from Text Me TV, and we hope everybody watches, listens, and enjoys.
All right. So Last Call Cafe started in 2009 because that was the date that video was made.
Yep. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I was supposed to say I was in high school around that time. Ninth grade. Okay, continue. You guys are fast because we're almost out of time.
Yeah. So next week we'll play some clips from Text Me TV, and we hope you'll join us. The fun, the thrills, the fantasy. It'll continue next week. Don't forget... Jay the Marine Man presents Wrestle Anime Hut Saturday night at 6:30. And the L2C Sports Final coming up at 12:30 Friday night. The night's all right. So for the Brain,